G'day, my name's Justin Conlon from the Stockland, and thanks for joining us for day four of Sheep Week. Day four is Thursday, June the 8th, and I'd firstly like to acknowledge our fantastic partners, International Animal Health Products, Rural Bank, Gallagher and Shearwell. I'd also like to remind all the visitors that get along to Sheep Week today to fill out an entry form for the 1.5-ton trailing sheep feeder from Paytons, a prize well worth winning, almost valued at $5,000. If you can't fill out an entry form at a participating site today, make sure you get along to the Sheep Week landing page as part of the Stock and Lamb website. Just take note of the keyword today and you'll be able to fill out an entry form there today. So I'll kick things off with an interview I had with Simon Beattie, who just told me a little bit about the dairy knock operation of Poll Dorsets and Meat Maternals. Fairly unique scenario in terms of how they deal with the cold climate they have, and a pretty amazing operation in terms of where they've come from. So I'd highly encourage you to get along. Thanks, Simon.
Yep. So the Poll Dorset Stud, we had our celebration, celebrated our 50 years of breeding last year, and our Meat Maternals have been going for about 10 years. Yeah, we're particularly excited with how quickly we've been able to make progress in the Meat Maternal flock.
Yep.
Both flocks have been, or the Meat Maternals have been performance recorded with Lamb Plan since we started them. The Poll Dorsets have been on since Lamb Plan started, so however long that is, 20 years or so, I suppose. So we use the performance figures as an important part of our selection with structural soundness.
Just out of interest, what was the sort of genesis of the Meat Maternals? Like, what are they based on?
The Meat Maternals started using some of our best Dorset genetics, obviously, because we thought we had the right fat and fertility and growth and carcass there, and then used the East Friesian initially to increase the milking ability and also breeding maturity of the ewe lambs and, you know, take out seasonality in the breeding as well. And then we've sort of progressed from there with a bit of Border Leicester and so on for some black feet and nose, you know, which is quite popular in the maternal job, and a bit more fat, but trying to maintain our fertility and growth rates and doability. What we don't want is a maternal with too many different breeds, and we've really tried to focus on like continuity and have a very tight breeding program so that the resulting progeny are all fairly similar, not throwing in all different directions.
Yeah.
So we're selling about 200 Poll Dorset rams and about 60 Meat Maternal rams every year, of which there's about 140 Poll Dorsets and 40 Meat Maternals in our annual production sale in the second Thursday of October every year.
Great. And just for the people coming along on the day, what's the likely sort of mix of things that they can see?
Yep, so we'll actually do some, we've been using the electronic tags for about 10 years, so we'll set up some drafts for that and have some different lines of, like, Poll Dorsets on display with different breeding values, and then we'll have both Meat Maternal rams, and we'll also have some of our ewes that are about 3 weeks away from lambing on display as well. So there'll be a big mix of both Poll Dorsets and Meat Maternals rams and ewes as well.
And for new customers or first-time visitors to the property, could you just give us an explanation of where you're based?
Yep, so we're on Pearson's Road in East Trentham. There's a pub called the Pig and Whistle on a crossroads in East Trentham, and we're about one kilometre east of that. So we're pretty much exactly an hour from Melbourne, an hour from Bendigo, and an hour from Ballarat, so quite centrally located.
Yeah.
And about 15 minutes off the highway.
For those, again, that haven't perhaps been, you're on pretty heavy rainfall and heavy country, how's the season shaping up?
Yep, so we it's been a reasonable start. It's turned cold now. It's 40-inch rainfall country. We're right smack on top of the Great Dividing Range, so even though it's not, it doesn't look like a big mountain, it's you're on the plateau. And so you're 40 inches. We actually had 40 inches last year between the 1st of May and the 15th of October. So we actually had above our annual rainfall last year. But it's a very wet, cold place in the winter, snowfall and so on. So you will actually have our lambing shed set up and the stock in the shed. We actually lamb in the shed in June and July. That's where we think we need to lamb to give our stock the best chance to be comparable to other people who lamb in the autumn.
Yeah.
But yeah, we lamb in the shed to keep them alive. So.
Thanks, Simon. Not far down the road across at Porcupine Ridge, we now hear from Finlay McDonald, along with the team at Fairburn with Daryl and Jeanette. Finlay was one of the very first adopters of this event, and I'd like to thank him for that. He has a team of White Suffolks and Pole Dorsets and a number of other breeds that are well worth a look on a very picturesque and pretty property. So I'd like to welcome Finlay for his introduction to his property.
Yeah, we're basically commercial and studs. We joined up just over 3,000 ewes up this year. Out of that, there's 700 Dorset White Suffolk stud ewes, and a proportion of Corridor stud ewes, and there's another 1,400 commercial ewes, like basically Corridor, then Cull Dorset and White Suffolks, and we still join 1,000 Corridor ewes back to Corridor to breed our replacements out of, so to breed a replacement Corridor ewes out of, so yeah. Half go back into the Corridor flock and half get joined back to Dorset and White Suffolk to breed fine lambs out of. So, yeah.
So on the stud side of things, what's the makeup there?
Yeah, about 400 White Suffolk ewes, 230 Pole Dorset ewes, about 30 Dorset Orange and about 40 Black Suffolk. They're sort of just a bit of a hobby. But, yeah, mainly the White Suffolk's 400 and the Pole Dorset's 230. So, yeah, the White Suffolk numbers are increasing all the time because demand for rams and everything, we sort of can't keep up. So, yeah.
And for those coming up on the day, what's sort of going to be on display or...?
Yeah, we'll have a selection of potential show rams and flock rams, a few ewes of potential show ewes. Our Dorsets we can't put on display, they're right on the point of lambing, but there'll be a selection of White Suffolk ewes that are single that are pretty close to the shearing shed we'll get in, and there'll be a selection of Corridor ewes on display as well. So, yeah, just a selection of all breeds and, mainly sort of rams, young rams that are coming up for sale, show rams that are coming up for sale in the spring and some show ewes, and yeah, they can just have a look at our place and go from there type of thing.
Yeah. And I should have probably asked prior to this, but the sort of drivers for you with your sheep selection?
Yeah, structural correctness a lot of the time, and got to have carcass in them. Basically, like I've said a couple of times, we're sort of going, we've got basically nearly meat producers now, and we're sort of chasing carcass a fair bit because carcass and that early growth and early maturity, that's sort of what we're after, because we turn majority of our lambs off as that sort of 16, 18 week old sucker lamb straight off mum and get them as heavy as possible as quick as we can. That sort of suits our country. We've got some good country and some pretty ordinary country, but yeah, that's basically what we're trying to do. So.
And whilst we're touching on your country, for those that are travelling around and haven't been in that sort of Central Highlands part, could you just give us a snapshot of your farm and where you're located?
Yeah, we're located 15 k's north of Dalston, basically northeast of Mount Franklin, but the easiest way to get there is come from Dalston onto the Glenmore Marmshire Road, and then Porcupine Ridge Road is the first turn left after that, and we're 10.5 k's down there, big white shearing shed right on the edge of the left-hand side of the road. You sort of can't really miss it. Yeah, pretty scenic part of the world. We're up pretty high and got a pretty good view to the west and all that. Yeah, at the moment it does look really good. It's green and lush, and yeah, we look really good for this time of year. So.
Thanks, Finlay. And we move a little bit further to the west towards Balan, where we now focus on Fernhill South Downs, headed up by Graham Dennett. A property and a stud that has a long and rich history, and it's going back to the 1930s. Graham was good enough to break himself away from a bit of painting, which I'm sure he enjoyed getting away from, just to tell me a little bit about the history of their property.
Southdowns have been here since 1930. My dad started and he went out for a short period of time, then brought Southies back into us when we were only kids, and he passed away and we've kept going since then. So more or less, yeah, 1930 onwards we've had Southdowns here for a short period of time.
And has there been any sort of introduction of different genetics or change in so you attacked in the last, you know, decade or so, or what you're up to now?
Genetic wise, predominantly southern pastures we run here. We have from Jeff Baker until he passed away, and we've brought in a few different bloodlines from New Zealand, just an AI program, just to change, beef it up a bit, sort of, yeah.
And sort of, you run about 300 ewes, is that right?
Yeah, running 300 AM ewes to land down this year, that is.
And is that part of a broader commercial mix as well, Graham, or is that sort of the most part of your farm?
No, commercial ewes too. We run here, around 1,000 acres here, so running commercial in the stud, which is slowly building up each year. It's getting a bit bigger now, so yeah.
Yeah, and for those that make the trip up on day four, what are people likely to see at Balan on Thursday?
We can put everything in. All the whole stud's coming in, all stud rams, all of stud ewes, and the 2016 progeny, all ewes and lambs, a whole lot of them for everyone to see. So they're straight out of the paddock, so there's everything to look at.
Great. And if something does catch someone's eye, do you have an on-property sale or do you sell privately? How do you operate generally?
Normally just private sale at the moment, but CB White and Sons will be here on Thursday. They're going to come down and have a look at the agent and they'll be taking around as well. So, yeah, but private sale mainly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's probably a silly question coming from me, seeing I grew up in Balan, but could you just perhaps give the visitors a bit of an idea of where you are?
Burn Hill's on Dennett's Road. Coming out of Balan, we'll be on the freeway, head towards Stalesford off the freeway, approximately 4 km, and turn left into Dennett's Road. The signs will be erected, and you just come into Dennett's back lane, and yep. You'll see the wall shed on your left.
Yeah, so, great. Fantastic, Graham. Just in closing, could you just give us a bit of a feel for how the season's shaping up? Is it better than usual or about normal?
We've probably had one of the best autumns we've ever had here in the last probably 20 years or more, I reckon. Feed, not enough now for the feed we've got this year, but yeah, the best season we've had for a long time.
Thanks, Graham. A nice problem to have, and we'll let you get back to your painting. We move now to the first of three runs of Merino Farms, first with Kevin Heinem. Kevin's recently moved to a new property, Longwood, which he'd like everyone to come along to. So Kevin was good enough to give me a bit of a feel for how he's changed his operation in the recent years.
Righto. Yeah, we established the flock in 1988. We bought ewes in from South Australia, a dispersal there, and then pursued breeding foals since then. And really, started off more at sort of 24 micron, and just by selecting for the softness and style, we're down under 20 micron now. And our aim along the last 10 years has been getting fairly good carcass traits, like our sheep will tend to finish pretty well on feed and targeting the prime lamb job. We've had very good success selling like fed, finished weather lambs out of feedlot.
Yep.
And our wool,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, go on, and your wool.
And our wool is testing very well, and we're aiming for a fair bit of style and length. We're doing some shearing 6 monthly of young sheep, and then our adult sheep with lambs on, we're still doing a 12-monthly shearing.
Yeah.
We cut in the Mallee, we're sort of cutting 7 to 8 kilos. Now with our new location here at Longwood, well, we're yet to know, but our yield will increase 10 or 15%. Yeah, and our sheep won't be quite as big, I don't think, but we'll just fine tune them a little bit, I guess. We'll just get a little bit better doing the building in this tougher climate, and get our wools a little wider. We've had very few issues through the summer and through the wet, so we've just got to fine-tune that a little.
Yeah, and for those coming on the day next Thursday, what's going to be on display, Kev?
What we'll have on display, we've got about 25 rams prepared in the shed, young rams, and we will have some more, another 30-odd rams in the paddock. That'll be the sale rams. Some will be for sale on the day, but most of them will be allocated for multi-vendor sales and our own reserves. Also, we will have 4 to 5 mobs of ewes in. I think we'll have 4 mobs of ewes with lambs at foot with their sires, well, a couple of sires that'll be represented, and then there's 2 lots of AIUs that'll be in with their lambs.
Yeah.
Also, we've got some maiden ewes that are just gone 12, 13 months old now. We joined them at 11 months. That we scanned the other day that we'll have on display. So they are marked shorn and fairly well grown, and we got 55% of them in lamb.
Yeah, great. That's a good mix of a lineup, mate. And just in closing, your new location, could you give us a sort of an idea of the best way to get there from a few different directions, I guess?
Well, if you're coming from the south, you just come up the Hume Freeway and turn off at Loxley, turn off and head to Loxley and then come north of Loxley, 6 k's. If you're coming from Shepparton, it's virtually straight south of Shepparton down the Golden Valley Highway and then turn onto the Longwood Road and head towards Longwood until you see sign.
Yep.
If you're coming from the north, coming down the Hume Freeway, you would best come down and turn onto the Longwood exit and come from Longwood to me. And then coming from the east, you come to Nagambi and then just come straight east of Nagambi on Grimswade Road. So, like, people have been to Alan Harris's at Cooley Vale, just come to Nagambi and then come straight through, and I'm 20 k's from Nagambi to the east.
Thanks, Kevin. It sounds like all roads lead to your new property up at Lockwood. We now move on to the next of our Merino and / Paul Merino guys. Norm, we at Carolyn, a more honest and genuine man you won't find. He has a great lineup of sheep, and he's someone that's very dedicated to the purpose of his breed, and I think it's well worth a visit. He took this chance to tell us about his sheep.
Yeah, the Merino flock we started first, obviously, at least 20 years ago now. We're just heavy cutting sheep. We started, I'll be honest, it was a midlife crisis. So I turned 40 and I always wanted to do it, so I registered a stud.
Yeah. Right.
And used a ram to start a stud, and from there we started showing. And then I could see that there was demand for pole stud. And I went to West Australia and bought 50 ewes and a ram at the Lewisdale, so-called dispersal sale in West Australia. That would be 6 to 7 years ago now. So that's when we started.
And could you just give us a bit of a feel for the type of sheep you're trying to produce?
Well, the sheep are always like cutting wool on my place. So we big dual purpose horse sheep with lots of wool, and we're working hard on the facility side of things. So on display on the day will be Gandon lamb, wind bear and stud ewes I'm not sure what results, but they look pretty good in the paddock, so I'll run them in and count them on the day.
Yeah, and just on that, if something does catch someone's eye, you have an on-property sale each year, don't you?
Yes, on-property sale's the 1st of September, first Friday in September every year, and this year is the 1st, so It was on probably display or style on that day. And this year, I think it will be about 50-50 foals to horn ratio.
Yeah, right. And could you just give those visitors that haven't been to your area a snapshot of how to get there and where you're based?
Depending which way you come from, we're in a triangle between Denali or Dunluce is the area, and it's only a mile run now, but it's between the triangle of Denali, Bialaba and Natty Yellick. And any of those roads go to Dunluce in a roundabout way, so we'll hopefully have signs posted to our place.
Yeah.
Dunluce is the main area. Yep.
And just in closing, a bit of a snapshot about the sort of your farm makeup. Does the stud make up your whole operation? Have you got commercial sheep? What's the makeup of your?
We've got 500 stud ewes, and at the moment we'd have 1,500 flock ewes to go with them. We're very commercial here. The studs are run fairly commercially. Show sheep and that, they get a lot of love and attention, but the stud side of the operation, I try and keep it fairly commercial, so the stud weaner ewes are actually run with the flock ewes, and they've got to come through the system to make the grade. That's how I sort of make sure they can go out the back. The ram lambs get a bit better go, but the stud ewes have got to earn their keep with the just mixing with all the other flock ewes.
The other workers.
And yeah, from there they're selected out.
Yeah, and in terms of the farming makeup, well, not the farming makeup, the geography of your area in terms of soil types and rain and that sort of thing, if someone hasn't been, could you give us a feel for?
Yeah, we're not far from, we're only 100 k's from Ballarat, but all we do is get the Ballarat frost the last few mornings, but we don't get the rainfall. We're average 18 inch rainfall, bit of a rain shadow just in this area, but it's dual purpose country. I own a few granite hills, some of it, which is only sheep orientated. But I have neighbours that do have no sheep. They're all cropping on a bit better ground not far away to Natty Yellick. So it's a real dual purpose area just here.
Yeah, excellent. Well, the fair forecast looks pretty good for Thursday, Norm, so it might be a cool start, but a nice enough day by the sounds.
Thanks, Norm. We now close off with our last of the merinos on day four, and Alan Harris from Cooley Vale was good enough to tell me about his merinos, his pole merinos, and his White Suffolk operation. Thanks, Alan.
The Cooley Vale merinos, we established it in 1995 and based on Mandalay blood, which is a very successful bloodline in a lot of studs. And since we've derived to Glen Donald and Niaoui, added a pole stud in 1995, and we're looking for heavy cutting white wool sheep and studio climate.
Yeah. And in terms of for those coming on the day, what will they likely to see at Cooley Vale?
On the day, we'll have all our sale rams for Bendigo, Hamilton and Benalla. And we'll also have a selection of White Suffolk rams there for our on-property display.
Yeah. And in terms of on your home property, what makeup is it? You know, the stud makes up a portion of it. You have commercial flock as well?
My parents run a commercial flock, and I just run the stud flock, so
yep.
I basically run just the studs.
Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned on-property sale. What date was that again?
We have that on the 11th of October this year. Yep. We're off about 36 merinos and 14 white
suffolks. Excellent. And just in closing, your location.
We're at Costa Field, which is central Victoria, in between Heathcote and Nagambie on the Heathcote-Nagambie Road, about 13 kilometres from Heathcote, or about 40 from the Gambie.
And could you just describe the sort of your, I guess, rainfall and layout of land? How would you describe your farming profile?
We're about 21 inch rainfall, and it's light country, gold mining not far away. We're probably lightly stocked, but we run a wool cutting is still our main thing. It's not really fattening country, so we'll stick to what fits us, and hopefully other people like what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan. And our final podcast for the day is the team at Yentrek, headed up by Rob McCartney. They have Pole Dorset, South Downs and White Suffolks on show. And from my watching of social media, I think they also have a nice new shiny wool shed to show off. So Rob was good enough just to tell me a little bit about his sheep.
Pole Dorset is built around about 350 ewes. The Southeast, about 150 ewes. And we've just started the White Suffolks, so they're only sitting at 80 at the moment, 80 ewes. So the Southeast, yeah, we've had them going for, what's that, you know, 30-odd years. The Polies were a bit recent, they're probably the last 20. And in the Whites, we've just dabbled our toes just lately.
And I guess just to give people a feel for what you're trying to do in each breed, you know, is it based on structure, figures? What are you, you know, what are you...
Yeah, look, our breed objectives is a very sound sheep, well muscled, fast growth. We use figures to a certain degree, but they have to be practical and structural here or to be sold for someone else.
And in terms of what people can see on the day, on day four, when they come up next week, could you just give us a feel for what will be on show?
Just a few of our better ram, young rams, a few of the breeding sires, and a selection of some of the lambs that we've got on the ground by different sires, and so that's about what they'll see.
And if something does catch someone's eyes, you do have an on-property sale there and at Burrumbee, is that right?
Yeah, we have one day in September at Tatura, and Wednesday in October at Burrumbee.
Yeah, and just in closing, for those that haven't been to your property before or even to that region, could you give us a bit of a feel for perhaps the best way to get to your property?
We're situated 13 k's west of Shepparton, 1 k south of the Midland Highway. So just between Tatura and Maroochna, Craven Road, that runs south. We're 1 k on the right-hand side down Craven Road.
Sounds pretty straightforward.
Thanks, Rob, and we look forward to catching up with you on Thursday. That closes off day four of Sheep Week. Again, I'd like to acknowledge the support of International Animal Health Products, our other partners, Rural Bank, Gallagher and Shewell. And just a reminder to make sure you enter the prize to win the 1.5-tonne trailing feeder when you visit any of the participating operations. So that's enough for me. We've only got one podcast to go, day five, covering Northern Victoria and the Riverina. We look forward to catching up with you then.